Winter hasn't even started yet, and we are looking at a couple of days that would be notably cold even if it were January or February. It's tough to believe that 1 year ago, on this date, it was 61 degrees at Albany. Our forecast for tomorrow night is near zero, with wind chills that will be well below zero, with gusty winds howling out of the northwest. It's easy to say that this December is much different than last. And across our area over the next couple of days, we'll also be tracking some areas of snow. Lake effect snow continues in areas east of the Great Lakes this afternoon. Lake effect snow warnings are in effect for the western Adirondacks, and lake effect snow advisories are in effect for portions of the Mohawk Valley, including the Utica area, through very early on Friday morning. Within those bands of lake effect snow, of course, accumulations will be highly variable, but in some areas quite significant. Outside of those bands, we will have a scattering of snow showers and squalls over the next couple of days. Partially responsible will be those lake effect snow bands, but also we have a couple of pushes of cold with Arctic fronts coming by. And I will point out that these Arctic fronts can produce briefly heavy snow squalls that can quickly cover the ground with a very slippery accumulation. So keep that in mind here as that cold surges in. And the cold is the big story over the next couple of days. Temperatures tomorrow will likely not move very much, kind of will be level or maybe drop off a little bit as we go through the day. The wind will kick up as well, so it will turn windy. In fact, wind gusts at times will be up over 30 to 35 miles per hour tomorrow into tomorrow night. And so the wind could produce some damage, but also that wind's going to make it feel very, very cold. So our wind chills go well below zero tomorrow night. Already there are wind chill watches in effect for portions of our area. Friday's another cold day with highs in the single digits and teens. And then we look ahead to our next storm on Saturday. And, you know, even with all the cold in place, warmer air will be pushed in. So we see a round of snow Friday night into the first part of Saturday. Plan for difficult travel in that time frame. Many of us will go over to a wintry mix on Saturday, and some areas will even change to rain. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers and squalls, breezy and cold, low 8 to 16. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, windy and cold, with highs in the teens. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, breezy and cold, low 8 to 16. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, windy and cold, with highs in the teens. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, windy and cold, high 18 to 26. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, windy and cold, with highs in the teens. Region-wide on Friday, increasing clouds, a few snow showers, very cold with highs in the single digits and teens, and on Saturday, a cloudy sky, snow changing to a wintry mix, some areas change to rain with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.